got a text from Lindsay. She's like, hey, can you go do me a favor and pick up some sheets from Macy's so I don't have to go do it after work? Well, I mean, I didn't want to, but I didn't have anything else going on, obviously. You know, we get pretty much done with our work day. So I headed on over there, and I was like, okay, let's do this. So I'm kind of, you know, going around the mall, checking out stuff, smelling all the good smells. And when I'm inside there, I'm like, wait a minute. You know what? Maybe I can go check out some stuff for me. So I was walking through the different sections, and I see kind of like, what is it? Like the makeup thing for women, like perfumes?
Just like the makeup department?
Like, yeah, like a beauty section?
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly like what it was, but one of those things. And I'm going over there, and I was like, oh my gosh, look at all this cologne. So, you know, and they kind of missed you as you walk by. They're like,
oh, they get you.
Yeah, like I had like 100 different scents upon me. But I found like kind of a like a cologne that I really liked. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is really good. And I texted Lindsay and I was like, hey, I'm going to spend some money on the joint account because we have separate bank accounts. I'm like, I got to get this cologne because we've been talking about it for a while.
Jeez.
I haven't had cologne in like months.
Yeah.
So I ended up buying this bottle. So this morning I'm walking in, you know, doing my little strut over here to kind of run everything. And Alex looks at me like her neck's from The Exorcist. She's just spinning around. And I'm like, yeah, what's going on? And what did you notice?
Well, I immediately asked you if you're wearing women's perfume.
Listen, I think I would know if it's a perfume or a cologne. I mean, I'm a guy I know here. It's actually, what is it? It was a brown bottle and it said bourbon on it. Totally a guy's cologne. And it smells good too.
Bourbon? Okay, wait. I'm trying to think of like, you know, the last time I went to Sephora or Macy's and what different colognes or perfumes might have that in it. Let me Google this really quick.
It's a cologne, Alex.
Okay. Wait a minute. This is, it's Elizabeth and James.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, like E&J, yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's, yeah, like Nirvana Bourbon or something.
Yeah, Joe, this is a chick's perfume. You bought ladies' perfume yesterday. Elizabeth and James is
no,
married.
No, it's not. It's
yes,
brown,
it is.
Alex. It's a brown
I'm
bottle.
Looking at it right here online. It is Mary-Kate and Ashley's perfume line.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Look.
I just thought like it was an expensive cologne. I mean, look at the bottle right there.
Yeah, it's made out of rhinestones. It's brown rhinestones, but it's sparkly.
Oh. Well, I mean, smell it. It can work for a guy too, right?
No. This is absolutely a women's fragrance. A guy can't wear a women's fragrance. Like, I wouldn't want my man smelling all feminine.
Oh my gosh. Liv, smell this. This smells like good on a guy, right? This is guy cologne.
I mean, it's definitely not cologne.
Yes,
it's definitely perfume. But hey, if you like it, if Lindsay's into the feminine smell,
do
your thing.
Hold on. Why would the woman there at the like perfume cologne, it's not perfume, cologne perfume area, sell that to me? She knows
because
I'm a guy.
Because she probably thought it was a gift.
Yeah, and also, I don't think any employee is going to judge anyone right now in this day and age in 2018 if you're buying cologne, perfume,
right,
or anything.
They're not going to say anything,
no,
but I'm judging you, so.
Well, you two judge everything I do. You never are on my side. You two are always against me. 317-239-1009. First of all, can anybody confirm that Nirvana Bourbon, I just sound like the rock band Nirvana and bourbon like alcohol. How am I supposed to know it's a chick perfume?
Elizabeth and James is Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Whatever. 317-239-1009. Is this a chick perfume? And if it is, I mean, do guys wear chick perfume?
No, they don't.
Can I return this?
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. How was I supposed to know that this is a lady's perfume when she sold it to me and the name is Nirvana Bourbon? Nirvana like the band, bourbon like a good old drink. How do I know that's a lady's perfume? Oh, hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show, and Alex with her sniffer over there.
Oh, it's so funny.
First thing, like, never ever really compliments me. Doesn't insult me. Actually, she does insult me. But she's like, are you wearing... I'm like, yeah, it's like a guy thing. She's like, no, that is a perfume. So
Emily wrote on Facebook that she's a vendor for a fragrance company at Macy's. And she said, you'd be surprised by how many women buy men's fragrances and how many men buy women's fragrances. She says, the notes of the fragrance can change with your body chemistry. So what smells on you as a woman won't be the way it smells on a man, even if it's the same fragrance. I believe the fragrance you buy is a woody fragrance anyway, so it might work.
I hope so. All right, 317-239-1009 or Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Jordan said, I wear perfume sometimes. A lot of men's cologne smells like old man, so get your E&J on, Joe.
Oh, hell yeah.
Then Brenna said, sorry, Joe, it's perfume, but if you like it, it shouldn't matter. It's 2018, and we can wear whatever we want to smell good.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you accept me as how I am?
No, it's weird.
Sierra on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hey, I just wanted to say that there's definitely men's cologne and fragrance line at Bath & Body Works. It's called Bourbon.
Oh.
See? Okay, do you think
Then you might like that. Return this one at Macy's, go to Bath & Body Works and get that one.
But why do I have to return it? What's wrong with this?
I think it is going to smell too much like a woman.
Like, it definitely smells like perfume, Joe.
You think right now, like if you close your eyes, you think there'd be a lady in the room.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong, though, with having a perfume if you're a guy. But I swear this is a cologne. There's no way she would sell me that. I don't think that would happen.
Like, she's not going to ask you. You know, no. I worked in Sephora before I was in radio, and I didn't ask people. When men would come in and buy stuff, I didn't assume anything. They just bought it. I mean, I didn't know if it was for a wife, a girlfriend, or them. I don't know.
I just told her I'm looking for something like, hey, I'm looking for something that smells good. And she saw I was trying it on. Hey, Joe and Alex show, who's this?
She probably was dying on the inside.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
Kayla.
Kayla, what did you want to say?
I just wanted to say, if you like it, I wear Bourbon in the fall. And by Eliza James, I also wear Earl Grey during the summer.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying in the Elizabeth and James line, there's another one called Earl Grey. So you do that one in the summer.
Yep. So if Joe wants to wear it, I totally support it. Just make sure you wear it.
You're laughing at me right now.
I do love like tobacco, patchouli, vanilla, bourbon-y fragrances, but I also wear them in fall and winter.
I don't know what to wear. Yeah. Like when I was young, my mom bought me some cologne. Like what's that cowboy stuff? Like Stenson or something.
Oh, Stetson, yeah.
Yeah, they're like a musk. That I don't like that smell.
Well, wait, Joe, here's what I want to know. When you put cologne on, how do you put it on?
Oh, I spray it on my wrist. I rub them together. Then I do my neck on the left, my neck on the right. I pull my shirt down a bit, and I get like the little chest area right here.
Oh, my word.
Like the taco meat
area. The wrist thing is definitely also what women do.
Yeah, do men do that?
No.
Yes. Guys do that all the time there.
I don't know if men do that, Joe.
Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Rachel.
Rachel, what's up? What did you want to say?
I was just wanting to say, like, if you like it, man, you do you. Wear that perfume.
What, do you have a guy in your life?
I do, yeah.
What does he wear? What perfume?
He doesn't wear cologne. He puts this, like, hair stuff in his hair, and it, like, makes him smell good, so.
Well, oh, yeah, guys' hair products smell so good.
I love it.
I have beard product.
Yeah, you put beard oil. There's like beard perfume. Yeah. That's a thing.
If that smells good, yeah, then just wear that.
Okay. All right. Nobody so far has helped me out at all. I just feel more awkward about this purchase.
Yeah, because it's definitely perfume. Just admit that it's perfume.
Shaylin on Facebook says, ha ha ha, I'm crying imagining a big burly guy wearing perfume and walking a tiny teacup chihuahua.
Stop it. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Hey,
good morning. What did you want to say about my...
We just want to say that we love you guys so much.
Thank you.
My God. We love you,
Monday
too.
Murder Monday is our life. We're going into college, and Murder Monday is our life. Like, we're going to miss Murder Monday the absolute most.
Well, the good thing is that anything that you miss on our show, you can always listen to. We podcast the show every single day, so you can always listen to it later.
One day we literally just laid in bed and listened to like so many of them.
These sound like Alex and Liv Jr. over here.
And we support whatever perfume you guys wear.
Oh, thank you. True fans.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye.
Good luck in your school. They legit sound like Alex and Liv Jr. over here.
That's so funny.
All right, if you have any suggestions, I would like to get a cologne. Nothing wrong with perfume, but I'd like to get a cologne now that I feel like as much as I love the scent, I can't wear it ever again. So Joe and Alex show on Twitter. Please tweet us, what can I wear that is a cologne? Maybe something your man wears.